One. Good evening, good morning, depending on whether you're watching this. Welcome back, college basketball fans, to our continuing 2018-19 college basketball preseason preview shows. This is our Mountain West show. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined by John Salica, John Titel, a picture of David Griggs, at least.
Don't yes. Have
to for some reason. But this is our Mountain West show. We are recording this the same night as three other shows, so if you want to watch four shows simultaneously, the A-10 and the American are up there, the West Coast Conference is down there somewhere.
Okay, Chad, we can start the show now. I'm ready.
Well, good evening, everybody. anyhow, this is the Mountain West show, and when we talk about Mountain West this year, I think we're going to start and possibly end every conversation with only one team, and that is the Nevada Wolfpack. And John Titel, let me bring you right in here on the team. I've heard this Nevada team mentioned on people's Final Four list. Is that how good of a team that Eric Musselman has out there in Reno?
It's hard to believe, but yeah. So if you're going to start with Nevada, which you should, we're going to start with last year because this is not some one-year project. They played Rhode Island. They beat them. They played Davidson. They beat them by double digits. They lost a close one at TCU. They lost in overtime at Texas Tech. So you saw the seeds being sown last year that this was a great team. Somehow got destroyed by San Diego State in the conference tournament by 17. I still can't explain that one. Then they get to the NCAA tournament, bumpy ride to say the least. Beat Texas in overtime, beat the Bearcats by this much, lose to Loyola Chicago by even less, a single point. But they had talent to go farther. They just couldn't make it happen. So then we fast forward to this year. You have quite possibly, I'm not going to say they're the best college basketball twins ever because the Morris twins are still looking good and the Lopez twins have proven in the NBA that they're still around a decade later. But Caleb and Cody Martin are legit. These were guys who went to NC State because they were ACC caliber players. And then they decided to transfer to play for Coach Musselman out in Reno. And all they do is come in. Caleb on offense wins Conference Player of the Year. Cody on defense wins Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, by the way, Jordan Caroline, the 2017 Conference Tourney MVP. They got like seven other transfers. And then you question if they can recruit their own talent. It's just transfers. They get Jordan Brown, a 2018 McDonald's All-American. On paper, this is a Final Four team because they have a little of everything. Can they win those close games in non-conference play this year? I believe they're playing like half of the Pac-12. They got USC, ASU, and Utah. We're going to see very quickly in November and December what this team is about. If they sweep all three of those Pac-12 schools, this team is looking like a Final Four team. If they go 1-2, maybe not. We're going to see, though.
Well, it's not just focus on the Pac-12. They're also going to be opening their season against BYU. They also have what's going to be a critical game at Loyola Chicago that's part of the Mountain West Missouri Valley Invitational. They also play Grand Canyon in Phoenix, not on the Lopes home arena, but actually at the Suns NBA facility.
Well, David, I think my bigger question about Nevada when you talk about the scheduling is, could they run into the problem that teams like Gonzaga have had for years where you're playing all your toughest games so early, then you get these quote-unquote easy games in the conference when you have to play team when you're playing teams like San Jose State and Air Force?
Right.
Are you going to be ready for the tournament?
I think so. First of all, I think Gonzaga has gone as far or farther than their seed way, way more often than they've not played up to that. I still think that people see what – I think they had two losses. Coincidentally, one was to Nevada when they were a two seed, and another one was to Wichita State when they were a one seed. And everybody kind of has it in their heads that Gonzaga bows out early. I'm not saying there's nothing to that point, but in saying that, I do think that the Mountain West, it provides at least enough competition this year with San Diego State, New Mexico, to where it's not going – they're going to be seasoned enough when they get there. I don't know. Like, this is definitely a really good team, obviously. Top 10 – I mean, their top 10 preseason ranking makes a lot of sense. I could see them. I mean, they were in the Sweet 16 last year, and they basically had six players in their rotation. This year, I think they're going 9 or 10 deep. If they stay healthy, they could really, really push for it. And is it going to be one of those situations like where, what we've seen with Wichita State, where they play their way into the top 10, stay in the top 10, and even end up contending for a one seed? Because this is a team that could seriously be favored to win every single game they play.
I think they will be. I mean, yeah, I think it's hard to see this team not favored in every single game unless they get hit with something like injuries, but they got so much depth. They can get through one or two, I think. But Tytel, beyond this Nevada team, is there any legitimate challengers to this team to at least, you know, knock them off a game or so in the Mountain West? I'm not saying to actually win the conference, but, you know, to be right there at the doorstep.
I mean, because the Aztecs proved they could do it last year, I have to at least give them some consideration. Mm-hmm. Great backcourt of Jeremy Hemsley and Devin Watson. Jalen McDaniels had 18 points in the close two-point loss to Houston in the NCAA tournament. Brian Dutcher learned at the foot of Steve Fisher, both at Michigan and at San Diego State. So I'll give them a prayer. But on paper, Nevada is head and shoulders above everybody in this league, so that I really think that they could win this conference by like 4 or 5 games. Last year they were 15-3. Boise State was only 2 below at 13-5. But this is kind of on this Gonzaga analogy is a great one only because this is so unlike a mid-major, but they have the coach and the McDonald's All-American and the senior class and the battle-tested from the tournament's past. So this really, I think, is a special, special team.
I agree with that. Stalika, what about a team like New Mexico?
Well, I think New Mexico is actually trending in the right direction. They had a big improvement in year one under Paul Weir last year. They actually ended up around 500 in the Mountain West last year. They're going to have two notable transfers. Unfortunately, one of them, Jaquan Lyle, is going to be sitting out, I believe, this year with a torn ACL. Ooh, who is supposed to be eligible after coming over from Ohio State. But another guy, keep an eye on Vance Jackson, who's coming over from UConn. I believe he's actually been named a newcomer of the year by the coaches and media preseason by the Mountain West.
Yeah, the other newcomer, Carlton Bragg, won't play the first semester, and he's a guy who had some off-court issues when he was at Kansas there too. So, David, is there anybody else to even consider, though, besides Nevada, San Diego State, New Mexico in this conference?
Well, optimistically, when you look at it, and you have to be really optimistic, no.
Okay. Stalika, I think you wanted to mention UNLV, though. What about them?
Well, do you notice another common thread here? New Mexico State, former New Mexico State coach is moving on. Marvin Menzies has also been quietly building a good foundation at UNLV. They're going to have some notable returning players like Shakur Justin, Chris Clyburn, Travell Beck. Probably not going to put them over the hump as far as NCAA tournament contention, but I would say in another 2 to 3 years, I think we will see UNLV in the hunt.
Well, and Tytel, the Mountain West has been a conference that has been down for several years in a row. Obviously, with what Nevada did last year, what they're expecting to do this year, I think the conference is big. That helps the conference a lot, but I would argue that having UNLV good is what the Mountain West needs. And do you see Vegas improving next few years here?
Yeah, but only because there's nowhere to go but up. And like Marvin Menzies, when he was with the Aggies in New Mexico, I mean, he dominated that conference. He ain't going to dominate this one, but he's shown he can bring in players and win a lot of regular season games. Postseason, it's tough to compete because he's always going to get a double-digit seed out there. Vegas is still a draw. I mean, God knows, like half of the conference basketball tournaments are there now, I think. The Raiders are going there, the Vegas Golden Knights, you name it. I don't know that UNLV needs to be great. I think Nevada can, like, jump right into that role because I can't say enough good things about them. But, yeah, I could see UNLV trending upward over the years ahead.
Well, do you see anybody else contending for a tournament bid this year while I got you on the screen? besides the teams that we've already mentioned?
I really don't. And, like, I'm happy to be proven wrong. I really like Wyoming only because you got a coach who played and won multiple national titles at Kentucky with different coaches, Rick Pitino and Tubby Smith. You bring back Justin James, who was the conference sixth man of the year and a former postseason MVP. Granted, it was the CBI, not the NCAA tournament, and he's only one guy. But I like Wyoming also. I think they have one of the biggest home court advantages in all of college basketball, if I recall.
Yeah, and part of that is just the elevation up there, the air. You have to be really fit. I mean, a lot of teams go out there and get worn out, and you really need somebody to kind of get you ready for that, like strength and conditioning coach Andy Hendurahan. He's the guy for the job.
David, not even the right conference. Come on.
He is at George Mason, but if George Mason ever plays at Wyoming, they are going to be ready.
David, this is not the A-10 preview. This is the Mountain West preview.
Oh, the A-10's up there. All right.
Yeah, up there. Just look at some of these other teams. Boise State lost three of their four top players, even though Leon Rice has done a real good job there in recent years. I think it's a rebuilding year. Fresno State, Rodney Terry left to go get the UTEP job. I think that says a lot about where Fresno State is going right now. I mean, you leave to go to UTEP. Colorado State, a huge mess that ended with the end of Larry Eustace's career there. Utah State's been a mess. Air Force. Well, actually, Utah State, that might be one team, Astolica, that might be on its way back up with Craig Smith coming over from South Dakota. Astolica. Do you have me?
Yeah, we have you.
Okay, we lost Astolica. Yeah. Titel, what about you? What about Utah State's with Craig Smith coming in there?
Well, I mean, you got to go to David because, as you know, Craig Smith was an assistant at Nebraska and Colorado State and North Dakota State for whose favorite coach, David?
Oh, well, yeah, Tim Miles.
Hey!
Yeah, and I think they're 1 year away from being, you know, we have Nevada in the top 10 Final Four candidate this year. I think they're 1 year away from that.
The bottom of the conference, Air Force, San Jose State. I don't know if there's much to discuss about any of those, either of those teams. So I think out of that note here, I know it's been a fairly quick preview, but it's, that's what it is we're talking about in West basketball, unfortunately. But let me go through each of you. And, Tatcha, let me start with you while we try to get Stalika back. Same three questions. Conference Player of the Year, Conference Champion, and is there more than one bid?
Let's do the easy ones first. So the champion is going to be Nevada. And again, I think it's going to be like by 4 to 5 games. So if anybody unseats them, please call me all the names you want, cause I'll be stunned. As far as number of bids, I really think it's just Nevada, but again, maybe I'll be proven wrong. And I was last year, like I didn't see any way that they were going to lose in the conference tournament, and boy, did the Aztecs prove me wrong. So kudos, Dutcher. As far as player of the year, I'm serious. Like, it could be any of, like, 3 or 4 different guys on Nevada. I'll go with Caleb Martin. I would not at all be shocked if it's the other Martin Cody, or if it's Jordan Caroline, or if the McDonald's All-American Jordan Brown comes in and just dominates. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of talent they have for a mid-major or non-power conference team.
Yeah, and I agree with you on everything that you said about the player of the year, obviously about Nevada winning it. Personally, I think that this conference is going to find a way to get a second bid. You know, winning a game against Nevada in the regular season may be enough with something that you do with a couple decent non-conference ones to get a team like San Diego State in like a first four type of in. David?
I'm actually – well, okay, player of the year, it's hard to – one of Nevada's players. I guess I'll go with one of the more obvious choices. I guess I'll go with Jordan Caroline, but like Titel said, it wouldn't surprise me if it was any one of 5 other players that they have. As far as teams in the tournament, I'm actually going to go with 3. I think San Diego State and New Mexico both ended the season with a big head of steam, and they have enough coming back to where they can keep that going and be – at the end of the year, I thought they were both playing like NCAA tournament caliber teams. New Mexico certainly didn't have the paper to back it up, but San Diego State was playing like a tournament caliber team at the end of the year. I think both of those teams are kind of surprising and get in this year. And the Mountain West kind of continues to rally and maybe getting back to where it's a more of a respected league again. Remember, was it 2 years ago? Didn't we demote it, Chad? We demoted it to under the radar.
We did demote it, and we may be demoting you, you know, if you really think that, that multiple wins against Air Force, San Jose State, Fresno State, Colorado State are going to get a team into the tournament above an ACC team. But
well, they need they need to take care of business out of conference, yeah.
Well, Stalika, I think you're back. How about your answer to the questions on both Player of the Year and champion number of bids?
I'm going to say Nevada wins the regular season. I think either New Mexico or San Diego State actually get the auto bid. But I'm actually going to go a little bit off the board and say Justin James for Wyoming could actually win Player of the Year honors in the Mountain West.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing that could be that is if all the guys from Nevada just cancel each other out and split the bids. That's not a bad call at all. I kind of like that. Let me stick with you though. Any other final thoughts on the Mountain West?
Unbelievably, I'm going to focus on San Jose State. I mean, you look at their top three scores from last year, all transferring. One is Ryan Wellage, who's transferring to Xavier. And then there was another guy that's going to be transferring to Gonzaga. You almost have to wonder, is the puppet right? Are they a glorified D2 program?
Tytel.
So I'm going to go out to Logan, Utah, to talk about Utah State Aggies for a second. Try to keep up with this triangle if you can. So one of their best players for new coach Craig Smith is Sam Merrill, junior guard. But he's an older junior guard. He served a 2-year church mission in Nicaragua. And he's married to a woman named Canyon. Canyon plays soccer for the Aggies. He also has a sister named Molly who played soccer for the Aggies, who's an assistant coach for the Aggies women's soccer team. So imagine this Thanksgiving scenario next month where Sam brings his wife, Canyon, home to the family dinner with Canyon's, one of her assistant coaches, Sam's sister Molly, at the table there. It probably works out fine. They're probably a great, fantastic family, but oh, the intrigue. I'd love to be a fly on the ceiling for that Thanksgiving dinner in the Merrill household.
We're going to send Kyle Lamb there for the Kyle Lamb Show to cover Thanksgiving.
I hope Molly doesn't do any cooking, because if the wife who is on the soccer team eats it, is that not an impermissible benefit? But David, let me turn to you.
I think that would be considered an occasional meal. So that, no. But okay. My final thought, really, just to build on something Stalika said, and this will be quick. San Jose State is not a glorified D2 program. They're a D2 program. That is all.
That is all. Okay. Well, on that note, we want to thank everybody for joining us for the Mountain West preview. You can stop this one now. Keep watching the rest of the ones. They're up there. They're down there. They're all over. I'm Chad Sherwood. John Stalika below me. John Tytel. David Griggs here as well. And we'll talk to you again real soon.